the latest study that we're reading about suggests that it's not just what you eat, but when you eat. Why is the timing of your eating important?
Well, it's actually not even that, Mark. What it is that in this particular study that was done on mice published in Nature Medicine, they were looking at the clock that is used in your brain to guide your eating pattern, or what's called the diurnal pattern. Normally we eat during the day and we sleep during the night. And so what they did with these mice is that they hypothesized that there was something in the fat cells in mice, a trigger or a switch, that influenced how that clock in your brain works. And what they did is they found a gene that did this, just that. By altering this gene, it changed how the central signal in your brain told you when to eat. So it switched them from going from eating in the daytime to actually the brain perceiving that it was still hungry and ate more during the night. But what they found is that even though the mice ate the same amount of food, the same calories, they tended to gain weight. And what happened is that it's not just the eating at night that made the difference, is that that clock change, that changing that gene, altered the rate at which the body uses energy. And in fact, it slowed it down. So for the same amount of food that you took in, the body used less energy and therefore stored the remainder. And that's how those mice gained the weight. So what they're hypothesizing is that in people who work night shifts, where that area of the brain called the hypothalamus that is responsible for guiding when you eat and when you're hungry gets disrupted. And we see that in shift workers where they have a tendency to gain more weight because possibly this disruption is occurring.
So if you throw off your system, basically, then the way you burn food and use it for energy might change.
Correct. And what they did in the mice is that they found what signal it used. It used actually these fat cells, and changing this gene in the fat cells did this, but changing this gene in liver cells and cells in the pancreas didn't have the same effect. So it was inherent to the fat cells themselves. And the fat cells, the signal that it used to tell the brain to stop eating or to regulate things were regular fatty acids or things that are found in fish oils. And when they gave these fatty acids to the mice that had this genetic change, they didn't overeat. They didn't have that change seen where they ate more at night. So the signal itself was able to be restored. So they found out what actually did that as well. Again, you can't say that in humans. It's just in mice.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.